Okay, ma'am. So before we begin, I'll just take a couple of questions with respect to you and your specialization. So, ma'am, can you just tell me your education and what courses do you teach in the BEd college?
I'm a postgraduate in education as well as in economics.
Okay.
And I have done my PhD in education.
Okay.
And I teach psychology, that is educational psychology, which is now, of course, named in different papers like childhood and growing up and learning.
Okay. And you're from Kapila Khandelwal School of College of Education, right?
Kapila Khandwal, yeah.
Yes. Okay. And ma'am, how long have you been associated with this college?
more than now around 28 years.
Oh, perfect, ma'am. Perfect. Okay. It seems like you have hit the jackpot. Perfect. Okay. So, ma'am, could you tell what are the programs that your college offers in terms of teacher education?
Only the BEd 2 year. We've applied for the 4 year.
Okay.
It's in the process, but it's going to take a long haul now because after this lockdown, maybe we'll have to follow up.
Okay.
And PhD in education, we are accepted for the University of Mumbai.
University. And ma'am, this is affiliated to the University of Mumbai,
University
right?
of Mumbai, yes.
Yeah, okay. And ma'am, since when is this 2 year BEd course running?
I think it's 12, yeah, 12 or 14. I'm not exactly, I don't remember the exact.
Last 12 to 14 years, but
Yeah, 2012,
2012. Okay, ma'am. Okay. And
I
ma'am.
confirmed this correctly from my syllabus and elective at the end of the meeting.
Yeah, sure, no worries. And ma'am, also, what is the NCTE approved intake for the BEd course?
No, I think the 2 year course is in 16.
Okay.
16 it started. Okay, but I'll give you the exact. Yeah, what did I missed your question?
Yeah, no, ma'am, I asked, what is the NCTE approved intake for the 2 year BEd course?
50, that is 1 unit.
Okay.
So they have approved and 2 units for us.
Okay.
Let us say. But you know, when the local committee comes, you know. Principals come and I don't know when I became the principal only in 18.
Okay.
So this was done before that. So what pushes a local committee to decide it is 50, possibly because of Mumbai and Mumbai's pattern.
Right.
Otherwise, let us say is first 2 units, but we have only 1 unit.
So that means your college has one unit,
One
and
minute, Mayur, I just need to take this call.
sure, ma'am, sure. Yes. So, ma'am, I was asking, so you have one unit right now,
Yes, it
and
means
one
2 years.
unit has 50 intake.
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. And also, ma'am, roughly, just you can give me an estimate of how many students were admitted in 2019 and 2020.
Last year it was 49.
2020, right?
If you take 2021, then it's full 50. We have all the 50 we have for 2021.
2021, you have full 50, and 19 and 20, ma'am, both these years.
20 we have 49.
Okay, and
And
19.
18, 19, 48.
Okay, so 48, 49, 50, that's how you have progressed.
No, it's this. We always get our because we're aided. No, we get 50. That's not an issue. But you know, you'll have some students who'll come through the centralized. Like, they could be students from rural who think that this course is a part-time.
Oh, right. But this is
And
a
then,
full-time course, right?
yeah, and when we tell them it's rigorous, then many of them think that they can work also. Even
Oh.
though we tell them in advance, they come through the centralized unit. So when we put our program out in the first few days,
mm-hmm.
so scared, they just don't even, you know, they run away. So one kid was like that, marriage or something. But not, I mean, this is just last 2 years, otherwise we always get our 50.
Okay, man. So I just want to understand a little about the kind of students, like you were just saying, right? What kind of students secure admission into your program? So, ma'am, what is the proportion of students from, say, arts, commerce, or physics, or biology? So how would, just a rough number, but how could you give, say, for example, language, if I ask?
We get around 18 to 20 students.
For language, right?
Yes.
And history or social science?
Similar.
Biology?
Now, we don't really in this B.Ed. course in Mumbai, if you know the state of affairs, pedagogy is not taken seriously in that sense. So it is all clubbed, science, maths.
Right, okay.
So science, maths, we get around 35 students.
30-35. And if we say
commerce? Commerce, we just have around 5-7 seats.
5-7, okay.
And they're a lot. They look at our teaching. We write to the CET that this is our teaching faculty.
Mm-hmm.
So they decide the numbers. You know, it comes to us saying you will get so much in so many students here, so many students there. But finally what happens is you can convert. If you have difficulty, you find a commerce, you can convert that seat to commerce.
Right. Okay, got it. And ma'am, are there any other students from another stream?
Yeah, IT we get.
IT, is it?
IT we get, then we get media, BMM.
Okay.
BAF.
Okay, ma'am. Ma'am, can you just give me a second?
Medical, we get engineering. Sure, I'll give you.
Just 1 second, ma'am.
Yeah. राजू को पूछो हमारा 2 year B.Ed. 16 में शुरू हुए 15 में 16 में
हेलो
2 years B.Ed.
yeah so 15-16 was our first batch of 2 years
15-16 okay ma'am okay. Sorry ma'am you were saying so you get IT
Media students.
Media, yes, BMM.
We get home science students.
Oh, home science, okay.
We get medical also sometimes. We get engineering students.
Oh, wow, okay.
Oh. But not too many, one odd.
Yeah, okay. But those are the other, apart from the ones that we talked about.
Yeah,
okay.
But there will be one seat.
One or two seats. Okay. And ma'am, how would you describe the quality of their academic qualification? I mean, on general, so what proportion would you say has, you know, the first class marks and what would be your assessment of their academic strengths and weaknesses?
Sadly, we don't have any choice because, first of all, centralized admission is delayed. So delayed that we just want to begin. This time from September, we start in June, but okay, we have accepted September as delayed dates. We had it in March. So what they do is they give a CET entrance and we are supposed to go by the CET entrance score. Sadly, not by, like, until last year before that, we would take both their BA degree or their postgraduate, whichever they have chosen to take entry. Marks would choose plus their CET.
Oh, okay.
Done away with the post-graduation or graduation marks. It's only mentioned, there is no weightage.
Oh.
And so the weightage is only for CET, which is very sad because students who have got first class or very high marks in post-graduation or graduation and are actually brilliant in their subject may not do well on CET.
Right, right.
So the CET is not scientifically really designed. You could, if you don't know all this, you know, you are in a lab, you're doing microbiology, you don't know all these teaching things. You may just guess. You may, while the ones who are doing commerce, you know, arts, they might be able to crack the CET better than, you know.
The science or the biology.
And the doctor. So what happens is, I feel the CET is not at all a discriminating exam. Plus, even in English, if you get zero also, we are supposed to take them.
Ma'am, so the CET is say central, but the states also have their own teacher eligibility test, right?
No. Don't confuse it with SETNET. This is not SETNET. This is CET. It's a common entrance test.
Okay.
Run by the state. It's run by the state of Maharashtra for all B.Ed. colleges.
So, ma'am, like when you said, say, for example, if that student has got zero in English, how is it possible that you still take up that kid? Is it the overall brochure?
Yeah, overall, because English is separate from the CET paper.
Right.
CET has like set all the aspects. No, I mean, teaching, pedagogy, psychology.
Right. Got it.
They get 30 marks on CET and zero on English. We still take them.
Still get it. Got it. Ma'am, so yours is an aided college, right?
Minority
Gujarati aided college affiliated to Mumbai University. So, yes. Ma'am, if I want to ask you to compare your students' academic profile with others, how would you do that?
They would be same.
They would be same, is it?
Yeah. Because it's an algorithm which does all this at the state's CET admission cell.
Okay.
And everybody applies to the state admission cell. Okay. And then it's a program. The program may not understand the nuances of the system.
Got it.
So, you know, a lot of our Gujarati students don't get, because they don't, they all do in commerce. Most Gujarati students do commerce.
Right.
So, there are issues because we need to fill 50% Gujarati students. That is 25 seats.
For
most colleges, we don't get that many seats in Gujarati. Because most of the students are commerce and we don't have that many seats.
Commerce, right.
But there are colleges which will argue with the state admission cell and they reject outright those admissions and they take their own. But they're not allowed. So what they do, they take it. They do, it's a lot of planning. They catch Gujarati students and they tell them to give the name of the college as preference and things like that. We haven't all done all that. As of now, we are just going by. So we get around 19-20 seats of Gujarati.
Okay.
5-7 seats are always left.
Okay. And then you convert them for the others?
No, before we were allowed to convert. Now the state is doing it. The cell has taken over our minority admissions. So what they do, they give you a state. There's a clause there that any minority will be considered if there is no Gujarati.
So
there is where the argument is. We are arguing with the government that if it is meant for Gujarati students, you can't put an Muslim student or a Christian student and call it minority, because this is for linguistic minority. We are giving even a Muslim Gujarati student who speaks mother tongue Gujarati. Giving those people admissions. Your formula is giving after you don't find enough students in Gujarati for the categories of subjects mentioned in my college. Your software straight away puts a Christian student or a Muslim student for that seat. they are arguing that they don't have Gujarati speaking certificates. They are not, mother tongue is not Gujarati.
Yeah, got it.
So here is the, we are fighting out, and maybe we'll have to go to court next year.
Oh my god, okay, ma'am. And so, in terms, like you were saying, the kind of students getting admitted in your program. So, ma'am, which are the colleges that are, you know, preferred by high-ranked students, and what are the ranks of students who get admitted in your college?
So, I think St. Xavier's in B.Ed. College in Churchgate.
Yes.
Because one, the name of the, they connected to the major, to the other Xavier's.
Okay.
And it's a good college any which way. But they also think that it is coming out of that college. So there's a perception that, you know, it could be good. It's autonomous. The other one is autonomous. So they might think, so Xavier's is one.
Okay.
Next one they prefer would be our college.
Okay.
Parallel to us would be HJ, Hansraj Jeevandas.
Okay. Okay.
Which students would prefer St. Teresa's and CBS?
Sorry, ma'am, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, Christian students, they fill up most of Xavier's and Teresa's.
Okay.
So there's more of Christian minority students going to Xavier's and.
Okay, ma'am. Okay. And ma'am, like you said, bachelor's or master's, whatever is the last qualification, and the common entrance test. So these are the only two criteria through which the students get selected, or is there any
other? No other. Only CET, not even their bachelor's and post-graduation.
Oh, so it's only the common entrance test.
Yeah, because until last year before last, at least both was totaled and there was some formula to, you know, calculate and put it there. But both were calculated.
Okay, but now it is just the common entrance test.
Graduate, 10 marks for this. Everything was calculated with the CET and then there was a score given, weightage. Now it's not like that.
So now it's just the CET. Okay. Ma'am, and what do you think is the proportion of men and women in the students? Gender?
50 means you'll get max 3 to 4 students in a 50 group.
3 to 4 male?
Yes, males.
Oh my God. Okay. So 3 to 4 male and the rest are all female.
Every college.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And ma'am, what do you think? So how many students in general would take up maths and science in their profile and compared to the other subjects?
There are enough students to take up maths and science. I'm sure if we had more quota of students' seats, it would be fair. So there is no shortage of students, but in the way we decided, 40% nearly come for, nearly 50% is, more than 50% is math science.
And then the rest of the subjects fall under the other 50% category.
Yeah, but 40% will fall under commerce, geography, history.
Right. Okay. So math and science is like on the higher end.
It depends on your teaching faculty's background. So suppose you have enough math science teachers, increase in that sense.
Okay, got it. Okay, and ma'am, the ones who take up maths and science, they have their prior education in maths and science, or that's not a necessity?
Another very difficult situation, especially in Mumbai. What happened in most of the country, especially north, at least they're very clear that they don't take commerce at all. Okay. There is no commerce only offered in Delhi and all.
Ma'am, your voice is cracking a little. I'm not able to hear you. Hello? So ma'am, so we were speaking about the kind of students who opt for maths and science. So ma'am, what do you think, you know, like over the last 2 years, from the time that 2 year program was introduced, have you seen a change in the kind of profile of students that have got admitted in your college?
See, I think the some top students that we get are good. There's no doubt that some of them, just out of 50, at least 25 would be sound graduation and good education and things like that. That way, even when we used to do face-to-face or centralized, we don't have an issue on that. The problem is with those who teach language, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, we are having problems with, but in maths, we are having problems because there are no, very few mathematics, pure mathematics students.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe around
6. Hello. Jayashree ma'am, I lost your voice.
So at least the 4-5 students we get for mathematics.
Okay. Okay.
Are mathematics students and they are pretty good in there.
Okay, ma'am. And
but then
Sorry, continue.
What happens is we are supposed to offer as per the syllabus main method, that is maths or science, based on their graduation. And then allow them an opportunity to select some optional papers like peace education, rural education. Okay.
Right.
But in Bombay, a lot of principals raised this issue much before, maybe when we started the 2 year, that Bombay schools look for teachers who are multitasked, multiple subjects they can teach. So when you say that they have only been trained in one subject, find it a handicap. Employability is slightly compromised.
Right.
What colleges have done is they have
Hello. Hello. Jayashree ma'am.
That is the catch that we allow only one method, main method. They will offer the second method. But the second method is being offered as pedagogy. I think it's being done in any state except Maharashtra or Mumbai.
Okay. And what do you think is the socio-economic profile of the students who get admitted?
Socio-economic profile? I wouldn't know exact. Most of them, you mean, come from a middle class background.
Okay.
Middle class
background. Upper middle class. Okay.
And so I would say maybe 10% from very rich and 20% from lower socioeconomic backgrounds. And majority are from the middle class.
Okay, ma'am. Okay. And then what do you think, if they would not have joined teaching, then what do you think they could have the alternatives?
They would go into banking. Maybe they would go into sales. They would go into maybe coaching private classes.
Oh, okay.
Many of them do that. So many of them then appear for government exams, clerical post exams.
Okay, okay.
And right. some go for higher education. They would want to prepare for next set. Teach at a junior college also is very many options. Many people do that.
Right, right. So, ma'am, what do you think would be the motivation for them to, you know, join the B.Ed. program? Hello, Vestri ma'am. Ma'am, I was just asking, what do you think is the motivation for students to join the B.Ed. program?
To be a teacher.
Okay, to be a teacher.
No, Mayuri, your voice is breaking, so seems like I am echoing or you are echoing.
Hello, ma'am, can you hear me better? I was just asking the motivation which you said one would be to obviously become a teacher. Do you think there's anything else?
No, I think, but by the time they finish their graduation, they already know that they have missed the boat for engineering or medicine or all those, pre-courses which you take after the 12th.
Oh, right.
They're already ready in a sense, probably from first year onwards, that teaching could be a, and then maturity also comes. So I don't think we have very badly motivated students. We have good motivated students.
Oh, good. Nice to hear that, ma'am. And what do you think? So, you know, this is more to do with now, students' perception about the program. So, ma'am, what do you think the students like the most about the two-year B.Ed. program?
Hello.
Yeah.
I missed the question.
Yeah, so ma'am, I was asking, like you said, because you have, you know, these really highly motivated students. So what do you think they like about the program, the two-year B.Ed. program?
See, I haven't measured their motivation scientifically.
No, ma'am, so that's okay, but you would...
that they seem like they are motivated because, you know, what they like about the program is they really want to see the connection between their job. The last few years, we've been seeing students who come straight to you even during admissions and ask, placement hai na?
Oh, right.
They're very, very concerned about their job. So if you give, they're very interested in learning teaching techniques, skills, like online has been great for some of them because they were ready to learn all the tools that we trained them for. To use online platforms.
Right. Hello? Jayashree ma'am, I lost your voice. Jayashree ma'am? Yes, ma'am.
Job opportunities go up. So they're very clear that anything that increases their employability is something that they are interested in.
Okay.
Also, the ones who are really motivated are interested in personality growth. That they feel that this course is, because till the graduation and post-graduation, they hardly see some of their teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the lockdown, I'm sure the B.Ed. course was hands-on. Every day they are pulled up, they're called up, their teachers are taking interest in them, there's mentoring, and it's a very, very well-designed program to reach out to the student. So the student will definitely be motivated because it is somebody is investing in their well-being.
Right. And ma'am, what are the, say, issues that the students might face with respect to the program?
One issue they really face is this heavy program. It's a heavy syllabus with too many assignments, too many activities, because when you define what a teacher should know before she buses out, right, from extension work, community work, to co-curricular, curricular, research, everything is packed in. And with 40 lessons nearly.
With 40 what, ma'am?
Lessons, practice lessons.
Oh, right.
Different kinds. Like some are theme-based, special ones where they learn team teaching and co-teaching, inclusion. I mean, it's so packed that the repertoire of skills that they need is so heavy that they find it sometimes mind-boggling too.
Right. So, ma'am, based on this, what do your students think about the two-year program? I mean, should it be increased or the syllabus need to be revised? What do you think the students...
No, the idea was that we should space out our one-year program and make a good two-year program. But ambitious people who are sitting on the syllabus committee have made the two-year program as heavy as the one-year was. So it has not given us any, you know, any concession in that sense, which it should have done.
It should have done, right. So you mean that it should be spaced out even if it's for a year
we
or 2 years?
We go on adding because we think there is space. So every year is being looked at as an individual previous 1 year. If you keep your benchmark as 1 year program, and then you start, you know, putting in more things for both the years, then you're back to an identical 1 year converting to 2 years.
Got it, ma'am. So, ma'am,
there were 20 lessons in 1 year program.
And now you have 40.
So make it 25, make it 28, but don't make it 40 nearly.
Yeah. So they have just doubled what it was in the first to the second year.
It doesn't look doubled. It looks like it's 30. But additional lessons and all, if you go to see, there's easily around 35 to 37 lessons.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
So, ma'am, what do you...
Long internships, which are very good, of course. Good because they stay in the school. But in the pandemic, I don't think it has helped.
It has helped, right. So, ma'am, what are your students' opinions with respect to the TET test, the teacher eligibility test?
I find it interesting but tough.
And that the tough could be because of?
Some questions on content, they're weak. See, they don't know their biology and physics the way we think they do.
Right.
Some toppers do. TET challenges their content knowledge.
Right. Yes, of course.
So they are getting a little bit different. So we do a lot of TET enrichment. We call experts from out who are content-based thorough, like Institute of Science, people in mathematics, and we give them that base and we urge them and motivate them to give the TET exam. But the percentage who really takes up the challenge is not too much.
Okay. Ma'am, so what way do you think, you know, like you said, you know, they should have spaced the program according to the year. Is there anything else you think could be done for the program to be better? And do they learn through the program? So the, you know, actual end goal is to learn. So do you think that is happening or that is getting compromised?
But they learn. But if the assessments are going to be same and similar, and assessments are not going to challenge them, what is the use of teaching? How much also good content? For example, you are teaching psychology. You are doing MCQs now for these exams. For online now, we're doing MCQs. Correct?
Right.
But teacher educators are also not so good at creating challenging MCQs.
Right.
You might have a lot of MCQs knowledge based.
Right.
At least in teacher education is not so bad. People are coming up with very good good questions. But example, your internal assessments, the essays which we used to just give straight questions. Now we have, in online, people have realized that they will copy that answer from somewhere and just send it to you. So now you started giving case studies.
Mm-mm-mm.
What stopped us from giving these even before? Why did we need a pandemic to tell us that? We gave this time all case studies for our internal exam. So, you know, they can't copy. They have to refer and write their own answers.
Right. So, Samant, what is the main feedback you receive from schools regarding student preparation?
The content. Very, very much. All principals and all of us, most of them talk about content.
Content preparation.
Oh. Yeah. And few of them, of course, want to talk about pedagogy because each school has different expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So, probably they are looking at more technology or more classroom management skills.
Okay. So, it is content, it is technology, it is classroom management.
Yeah. Technique. But more on content.
More on content. Okay. Okay. Ma'am, also, after, you know, your students pass out from your college, do they keep in touch with you? Do they get back to you?
Registered alumni and we have mentoring also. Most college schools where we go for practicing, we have our ex-students. So we connect with them and we ask them to mentor our students. So a lot of our students are very comfortably placed because our students will go and meet them. There's one particular school, we have one of our ex-students who will ensure that they get tea, he'll ensure that their timetables are in place. He'll really go out and mentor them. In content or teaching. So every school we have at least one or two and we definitely connect with them also a lot of demonstration lessons we called. They give demos which is recorded, we use them. Some volunteers' names are put up in the internship list, that these are volunteers whom you can always call and ask any help that they
require. Ma'am, I won't take much time, just 10 minutes more.
Sure.
Ma'am, so from the previous, say, 2 to 3 batches, how many, generally would have applied for the state TT or the central TT exam?
You mean TT exam?
Yes, ma'am. The state or the central, if in the last 2 to 3 batches?
In last 2-3 batches, we have had around 10 to 12 students per batch. Maybe even more appeared, 20 appeared, but maybe 10 or 12 cleared. Exact number I have somewhere. We have stored that for, because the NAC always asks us. And
right,
so I can
right.
give you the statistics. At least we have motivated 20 students nearly to appear. They appear for CENTA exams. Our college is a topper for 2-3 years for merit holders, and CENTA, is not a government. So we motivate them to appear for those exams.
Oh, how wonderful. So you're saying, say around 20 would have appeared and 10 to 12 would have cleared.
Cleared.
Yeah. And like you said, you do give TT preparation support.
We call one expert to talk about this, how the TET is technicalities. So that person will talk about the technicalities. We also buy a lot of TET books in the library, which we allow them to freely use. We have bought enough copies.
Oh, right. So,
subject-wise.
Right.
For state level as well as center. So they may use the books and work on it.
Kind of. Mm-hmm. So ma'am, can you tell some of the colleges where the TET pass rate is very high, and what could be the reason for that?
I don't think similarly
for low also.
I feel our college is the one who is really pushing for TET exams. I don't think even in Xavier, I attend all their IQSs. They don't mention TET, even ask them. I don't think any college is really doing much for that.
So, ma'am, if we consider your college in the higher area, why do you think press for TT so much?
See, I'll tell you, our college is the first to start placements for teachers in our college, first college. months.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And we started doing it very, very.
Hello? Hello? Ma'am? Hello? Hello?
They come quick.
Yes, ma'am. Jaisi, ma'am. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Hello? Jaisi, ma'am. Ma'am, you're on? Yes, ma'am. Jaisi, ma'am. Ma'am, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you too.
So Mayuri, maybe we became a little conscious that through our placement cell, huh, that we're...
Ma'am, I can't hear you. Hello? Jaisi, ma'am.